Manu Patra alerts dated the 6th of May 2020. Delhi High Court has held that Rule 117 of Central Goods and Services Tax Rules, 2017, which prescribes 90 days for filing for transactional credits, is not mandatory in nature, but is merely directional. The period of 3 years, as prescribed in the Limitation Act, 1963, will be considered as a reasonable period for availing such transactional credits. Karnataka High Court has refused to quash a criminal case registered against two doctors, who in the year 2011 allegedly conspired and leaked postgraduate medical exam papers to select students. Karnataka High Court has held that an offence under Section 153A of Indian Penal Code, 1860, can be said to have been committed if the spoken or printed word were to promote or incite enmity between members of the same religious group or sector, result in disturbing public tranquility. Patna High Court has directed the state authorities to ensure the welfare of leprosy patients in the state amid lockdown and to monitor the supply of food, medicines, etc. to them. Supreme Court has refused to direct the centre to implement the Home Ministry order requiring landlords to abstain from compelling students and labourers to vacate the premises and from seeking rent for a month during the COVID-19 lockdown. Supreme Court has held that the cooperative banks under the state legislation and multi-state cooperative banks are banks under Clause C, subsection 1 of Section 2 of the Securitization and Reconstruction of Financial Assets and Enforcement of Security Act 2002. Supreme Court has expressed serious displeasure over the centre's snail-paced approach in filling a large number of vacancies in tribunals. The court has granted 6 weeks to the centre to revert to the court on appointments. Supreme Court has extended the tenure of National Consumer Dispute Redress Sal Commission, NCDRC, member, Justice V.K. Jain by another 3 months in wake of vacancies not being filled by the government. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea seeking quashing of government orders of salary cuts towards police personnel. The court has further noted that the issue was a policy matter which could not be entertained by a petition under Article 32 of the Constitution of India, 1949. Supreme Court has sentenced three contemners to 3 months imprisonment for raising scandalous and scurrilous allegations against sitting Supreme Court judges. Delhi High Court has refused to grant an injunction against Netflix from streaming Vada's star a web series called Hasmukh. Delhi High Court has directed District and Sessions Judge, Northeast, to ensure that the bail application of Shahrukh Pathan, who has been arrested for offences allegedly committed during the Delhi riots, is taken up for hearing. Delhi High Court has directed the Income Tax Department to consider the representation of a debtor whose pension account has been attached by the department. Delhi High Court has ordered the resealing of both premises at Saket and Sheikh Sarai, a day after the Aam Aadmi Party government sealed two branches of a Pishai school for alleged violation of fee hike norms. Bombay High Court has cancelled interim bail granted by a Sessions Court to former Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services Limited, IL&FS, Vice Chairman, Hari Shankaran in a case of alleged fraud in evergreening of the company. Madras High Court has refused to entertain writ petition seeking absolute ban on manufacture, sale and consumption of alcohol in the state of Tamil Nadu. The court has held that regulation of alcohol is purely a matter of state policy that does not warrant judicial interference, stating that Article 47 of the Constitution of India, 1949 is not an enforceable provision. Madras High Court has passed an order allowing private insurer, Cholamandalam MS General Insurance, to execute transfer of 23 different motor accident claim petitions pending before various tribunals in the state of Tamil Nadu to the High Court under Section 24 of the Code of Civil Procedure, 1908, in order to facilitate a compromise arrived at in consultation with accident victims' families. Orissa High Court has extended all interim orders passed by the High Court and by the courts subordinate to it that expired subsequent to the 24th of March, 2020, till the 18th of June, 2020. Jammu and Kashmir High Court has asked decision makers, including the centre, to look into the necessity of the 148-year-old biannual Darbar move, keeping in mind the financial implication of more than 200 crores rupee incurred by the hopelessly fiscally deprived Union Territory. Rajasthan High Court has stayed the proceedings in furtherance of a first information report against the national president of the Bharatiya Janata Party, Jagat Prakash Nadda, registered in connection to the remarks made by a party member against Congress leader, Rahul Gandhi. Kerala High Court has refused to grant interim relief of stay in the petitions challenging the Kerala Disaster and Public Health Emergency, Special Provisions, Ordinance, 2020 for deferment of salary payments in situations of public emergencies. National Company Law Tribunal has cancelled the summer vacation, 2020 for all its benches, in view of loss of work due to the lockdown. Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has rejected a proposal seeking relaxation of pricing norms for qualified institutional placements, QIPs, a preferred route for equity fundraising.